I'm Wild Thing, and you're tuned in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. What's good, my good people? Happy holidays to you and your family. Hope that you're having a wonderful time out there. Now, today we're going to talk about the dumb advantage. What I mean by the dumb advantage is, well, we all know those people that who we grew up with, who we might have viewed as quote unquote slow or not as intelligent as the next person or as sophisticated as other kids. Maybe to a certain degree, they just have certain mental capacities. They might not be as smart as the next person, or they might not be smart in academics. Well, you know, in the beginning, as children, we're all judged. You know, growing up later in life, we understand that there's five different forms of intelligence, not just one. Like, academics is just one, but that's how all children are judged. So these people grow up, you know, they don't make the best grades. They not A, B students, they C or D students. A lot of times it's not from lack of effort. It's just that their expertise is not in academics like others. So growing up, you know, they're always viewed as not superior students or superior minds. So they go through this throughout their life, you know, people underestimating them, people not expecting very much from them. And because of lower expectations, the reason why some people don't receive the dummy advantage is because they become the expectation. They like, well, shit, if you don't think nothing of me, then I ain't gonna be shit. You know, that's just how they feel. Whereas the other side, though, is the other people who like, well, you underestimated me. You know, you think I'm not as good as the next person because I'm not as good as doing this. Watch when I finally figure out how to do something. I'm going to do it better than anybody has ever done it before. So the dummy advantage is just like the ugly advantage, which is basically, because obstacles are placed before them, because lower expectations are placed before them, because of all the things they have to do as they're growing up in order to manifest and become who they ultimately become, you know, they just go harder. So the dummy advantage is, okay, this person, you know, it might take them longer to find their niche or their calling. And maybe their niche and their calling is not in the academic arena. Maybe their niche and calling is being a painter or owning a paint company or a landscape company, or it could be welding, or it could be any number of professions outside of the academic arena, and where these people can just go into it and become super proficient, super successful, make all kind of crazy money. And then if you still throw a textbook in front of them, they still wouldn't know where to begin with that. But now if you throw their trait or their trade or their niche or their passion in front of them, and they're going to do it all day long, whether that's glass blowing, whether that's photography, whether that's videography, you know, just, again, any number of trades, you know, whether that's a design, you know, fashion design, modeling, acting, music, you know, it's so many different professions for people to go into. And a lot of times when you talk to people, they're going to tell you some of the most prominent people, you know, in their respective field will tell you, man, you know, I had this obstacle, that obstacle, and, you know, I didn't have this or I wasn't that, or I had to go back to school to learn this. But, you know, people with the dummy advantage who take advantage of the criticism, who take advantage of the lower expectations and allow that to be fuel. They use it all as fuel, even from a very early age. They use it all as fuel So as they grow and become, they become greater than just what they would have been on their own. You know, pressure makes diamonds. And the pressure that I'm talking about is not because of lower expectations, because, you know, the people, quote unquote, dummies are treated differently. So I'm not talking about pressure like academic pressure, pressure to be the best. No, it's the exact opposite. It's the pressure of, damn, you don't think I'm shit. You know, the pressure of, I'm going to be something. I'm going to be great. I'm going to be amazing. You know, that pressure to not just be what others think you are, you know, that pressure to really find what makes you you, what makes you happy, what makes you unique, what, you know, and that journey that people who may not be as successful in school, that journey that they have to go through to get to the other side to find themselves, you know, it can happen at any age, but once it does happen, that's when it all happens. Like, everything else falls into place because they start going down this journey. You know, again, whether that's building roofs or building houses or putting concrete down or drawing fashion designs or, you know, making video games or whatever their true calling is, once they apply themselves completely and wholly to that one thing, 9 times out of 10, they become undefeated, unbelievable. And whereas most of the people who were thought to be the most intelligent or most this or most that, you know, those people just grow up a lot of times and just have, you know, regular jobs, like things they're not happy with doing. They're just like everybody else, you know. But these people who are deemed less intelligent or dummies, these people, once they find their way, they go on to own their own business, you know, take good care of their family, take great vacations, you know, they're able to do more for the community, you know, they live a life of, I won't necessarily say leisure, but they can have leisure whenever they want to. They're very comfortable. So, you know, when you look at people and you see that they have challenges, don't think for a second that those challenges, those very same things that held them back, or those same things that brought to them so much criticism, could be the very same thing that propels them. That same dumb person who almost fell out of elementary or barely graduated, that same person could be the same person who you end up working for. Holla. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Hey, make sure you check out our sponsors, Liquor Lollipops at liquorlollipops.com, makers of great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. I'm your host, Wild Thang, and make sure you check out my latest project, Motorcycle Music, streaming on all platforms. Holla back. Peace.